This podcast is brought to you by my new book, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops, The Breakdown of Law and Order, the story of Karen Reed, Sandra Birchmore, and many other corrupt events in Massachusetts in recent years. If it can happen to them, it can happen to you. Save $5 when you pre-order your copy now at HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store.
Howie Carr, Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of Joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
We love Howie Carr, right?
Yeah, who do you love?
Hey, paperboy.
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
It's Howie Carr.
The Federal Reserve just cut the rates. Too late. Finally cut the rates. I don't know how Lisa Cook voted. You know, they asked her, Lisa Cook, how do you vote? And you do have the right to remain silent. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Have a seat there. We've got a good group of VIPs here. Give yourselves a round of applause today. We're going to have a good time. And we got so much to get to, and we're going to talk a lot about the Mass Teachers Association. And the other day we talked about the scourge of these e-bikes and scooters and everything. And there's a Boston city councilor who just said they got to start outlawing them. And it's not just in Boston either, you know, but we'll have Ed Flynn on later on. And we may have Turtle Boy on it. They're getting ready to file this mega motion to get everything. They get his criminal cases thrown out. And also to just release all these emails, these crazy emails and texts. But we may have him on later on. But we got a huge show today. There's so much stuff, and I want to lead. They always tell you as a speaker to start out with a joke. Start out with a joke. So I'm going to lead off with a sound cut from Jerry Nadler this morning. At one of the hearings, I think this is the hearing with Kash Patel. We got a lot more Kash Patel stuff here today. This time from the House side. Plus, we got some stuff we overlooked yesterday from the Senate side. So here is Jerry Nadler, and you won't wonder why he's retiring. You probably weren't wondering anyway, but now any lingering doubts you had about why he's checking out. Cut 24.
Politicizing the murder of Charlie King to go after free speech is not a legacy I believe Charlie King would have wanted.
Can we quote you on that? Again, I should mention, you know, Senator Ted Kennedy, you know, when he endorsed Marty Meehan after the primary, when he not ousted the incumbent Chester Atkins, and said he was surrounded by Marty Meehan posters in Lowell, everywhere on every wall. I'm so glad to endorse my friend today, Andy Meehan. I have known Andy Meehan for so long. It was Charlie King who introduced me to Andy Meehan. Okay, all right. Here's another one. Now, Ted Cruz, one of the smartest guys Alan Dershowitz said he ever saw as a student at Harvard Law School, and he is a bright guy. Yeah, he was outstanding last night. He was with someone on a CNN anchor that no one ever described as their most brilliant student. That would be Caitlin Collins, to a battle of which he comes unarmed. But I mean, this is pretty funny. This is Senator Ted. She's in England with the president. And at the end, he says, "I can't understand you because you're in England." And when I first heard it, I said that did he say, "I can't understand you because you're an idiot"? I think that would have been even more appropriate than saying in England. But you'll hear it anyway. This is Senator Ted Cruz with Caitlin Collins. Cut 5.
You said a lot there, and we don't have a motive yet. We don't know yet. We're waiting. Obviously, we've heard what the governor's had to say, what the FBI director said today.
Come on, we don't have a motive yet.
We know what's happening.
That's CNN's position.
I mean, from law enforcement,
he just happened
Senator.
To fire the gun in celebration. You can't tell the motive,
Senator.
Here.
That's not what I said, and I said law enforcement hasn't laid out a direct motive. They've laid out a lot of evidence here of these messages and what
actually
the
they have.
Said
they've said that he was a left-wing activist who hated Charlie Kirk. Pardon?
Senator, with all due respect, you know exactly what I'm saying. I'm not arguing with you politically. I'm saying that law enforcement has not put a specific motive. You know that there's a difference of what they're putting in a legal argument than what you're talking about. And we're not even arguing about the facts
what
here.
What you just said is false,
Senator.
Caitlin.
No.
Caitlin, facts. Hold on a second. Let me answer your statement, because what you said is factually
Senator, with
false.
All due respect.
Law enforcement.
With all due respect, you're putting a
facts.
Lot of statements
okay, go ahead,
that
go,
I did
give
not
speech.
Say. And I want to get back to, we just laid out the facts okay,
you
in the
just said
of
law
show,
enforcement has not laid out a motive.
Today.
That is objectively false.
We just spoke to the Deputy Attorney General.
That is objectively false.
They
what
have not
you
set a concrete motive of exactly
false,
what it was.
And
they've
CNN
laid out every
should not be engaged in misinformation.
So
Caitlin, answer my question.
It's not
have you
misinformation,
seen the polling
Senator,
that shows
you,
the vast majority of
you
Democrats
taking what
believe
I said
this murderer is a Republican
that.
And a Trump supporter? Have you seen that polling?
Let me get back to my questions, though, Senator, because the question here
you're not answer that
was
question?
Actually
are you answer
what
that
you were
question?
Saying
you
about investigations
that
you'd like to see.
So you're not going to
answer
the question.
Senator, I'm the one asking the questions here. And the question
no, we're having a conversation. I understand
that
you want
to
say things that are factually false.
I reclaim my time.
Do you believe that right-wing groups also need to be investigated?
The facts laid out. Okay, give your speech.
That's not true, Senator. I'm asking you a question.
Go ahead. I don't know what your question is because we have
you
a delay
you
because you're in
that,
England,
that,
so I can't hear what you're saying.
Doesn't it sound like idiot? It could be idiot. We have a delay because you're an idiot. But, you know, sometimes you think that they're getting these memos I used to say a fax from the DNC to what they're saying. Now I think it's chips in their head. That they just get the messages directly, but you heard her say there's no motives, they don't know the motives. Casey Hunt, another lightweight anchor cupcake from CNN, said the exact same thing with Scott Jennings. Listen to this, cut 9.
What I am not happy about is that we have the shooter's words. We know what he put on the bullets. It's very, very, very clear what happened here. And there is a movement by some people to completely say, well, we have no idea. And we do.
Hold on. We have the floor. You can have the floor back. But here's the thing. I had to really struggle to understand all of the details that were on those bullets. They are internet memes from video games that people way younger than us play.
She had to struggle. Fascist. Catch this on a bullet. Fascist, catch this. She struggled to understand that. Oh, boy. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. We got the poll question concerns Kash Patel. I want to just play a couple of cuts here. This is a cut from yesterday that's going to figure in the poll question. Might as well. We got a little time here. Dick Blumenthal. I think probably Casey Hunt and Caitlin Collins don't even know that why he's called the Nang Dick, you know, that he lied about his service in Vietnam. But Kash Patel made a fleeting reference to it yesterday in the Senate hearings when Dick Blumenthal, the Nang Dick, invincible in peace, invisible in war, the Nang Dick Blumenthal, accused him of lying. Cut 17.
The only way people get terminated at the FBI is if they fail to meet the muster of the job and their duties. And that is where I will leave it. And you accusing me of lying is something I don't take lightly, but I'm not going to get into a tit for tat with you.
Well, I don't know. You know, at this point, you know, it's been like 15 years since he was busted. I don't, maybe people have forgotten that, but I certainly got it. Tit for tat. And, you know, don't, you know, like the tat offensive a little bit too. I didn't even thought of that until just now. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Thanks. Appreciate it. So before we do a poll question, I want to play some of the cuts from this morning. He was, you know, yesterday Kash Patel was in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Today he was in front of the House. And, you know, they've got some real winners on that House Judiciary Committee, including Eric Swalwell, former boyfriend of Chinese spy Fang Fang, the man who was loudly passed wind on national TV, who ran for president. This is Kash Patel with Eric Swalwell this morning, Cut 21.
20 of those individuals have been investigated or have had adverse actions. Director, considering that you have identified these people as, quote, government gangsters, will you recuse yourself from making any investigation decisions about these individuals?
Anyone that has been terminated at the FBI has been done
the question
they failed
again,
to meet the muster
Director,
and their constitutional obligation.
I will
obligation.
Work on the audiovisual capabilities.
I'm going to borrow your terminology and call bullshit.
My
on
time.
Your entire career in Congress.
I'm reclaiming my time,
it has been
Director.
A disgrace to the American
Director,
people.
I'm reclaiming my time.
You can reclaim your time all you want.
Mr. Chairman, you're going to allow a witness to speak this way?
Mr. Chairman, would you recuse yourself, Director?
The gentleman has no time
Mr.
to
Mr. Chairman,
be
would you admonish?
Again, when you've been pushed around like Tulsi Gabbard, Kash Patel, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you're not going to suffer fools gladly or any other way. And these are the people you want in these positions. What respect do you have for these people? Speaking of which, Jamie Raskin, the missing Marx brother, Cut 22.
And let me make something crystal clear. I never said Jeffrey Epstein didn't traffic other people, other women, and they're not other victims. This is the investigation we were given from 2006, 7, and 8, and the search warrants from 2006, 7, and 8. That's what we're working with.
Wait, have you released all of the stuff that the FBI has seized from Epstein's house? The computers, the emails, the file cabinets, the documents? What about the financial records? Have you released all of that?
Everything the court has allowed us to
Which
release.
Court are you talking about?
Three separate federal courts have come in and said.
We're talking about the evidence you've got. It's got nothing to do with what those courts have.
Do you have any idea
about
how the law works?
Wait.
Do you want me to break the law in a federal judge's order?
No, I want you to follow your own word.
Okay, and then we have Pramila Jayapal. This is another lightweight here. She's an auxiliary member of the squad. Cut 23.
Information about ongoing sexual trafficking.
I'm asking you if they're credible.
Ma'am, I'm
Are
commenting on the
credible?
Evidence we have. We have routinely asked for people to come forward with more evidence, and we will look at it. And the evidence that we have was the same evidence that the Biden and Obama Justice Department had.
Patel,
and they determined, not me. They determined that information was
Mr.
not credible.
Chairman, he's not letting me even ask my questions.
You
this
ask
ridiculous.
The questions, he gives an answer. You may not like what he says,
no,
but that
I'm
doesn't mean you get to interrupt
answering
him.
Answering my question.
Mr. Chairman, could we restore the gentlelady 45 seconds so she can complete
We will give her additional 30 seconds, which is what I said
I'm
earlier.
I'm going to keep taking my time. Because
no, you'll take
the
time that you get.
You are not
seconds.
Answering the question. The question
I
is,
have. You just
is
don't like
these
the answer.
Women...
Oh, 844-500-4242. Time now for the poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. I had my first appointment at Perfect Smiles this spring, and it was a good thing I scheduled it early because I needed a filling replaced. Dr. Houghton was able to take me right away, and he is the best. This is why I only go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. It is so worth the trip. While visiting, I met three listeners. They came from Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire. I was there from Massachusetts, obviously. The bottom line is Perfect Smiles is worth the trip from wherever you are in New England. Visit them today at perfectsmiles.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is who is your favorite Cash Patel punching bag over the last 2 days? Adam Schiff, Dick Blumenthal, Maisie Hirono, Jamie Raskin, Eric Swalwell, Dick Durbin, or Pramila Jayapal? Jayapal, I don't know.
I know who's going to win, and it's who I'm voting for, too, Adam Schiff.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And Adam Schiff's head-sized 78% of the audience says Adam Schiff. Second place goes to Eric Swalwell at 10%, Maisie Hirono at 5%, 2% for Dick Blumenthal, Jamie Raskin, 3% for Dick Durbin, and 1% for Pramila Jayapal.
She was a late entry into the sweepstakes, though. You know, someone today said that yesterday at that hearing, Schiff looked like his head looked like a golf ball sitting on a tee. I don't know if that's exactly accurate, but I really like the thought of it. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Before we go to the talking about the MTA, the Mass Teachers Association, and all of these people that are, you know, trying to fight to keep their jobs. You know, these are the same people who wanted to fire you for misgendering somebody. These are the same people who want to fire you for not getting a COVID shot, for not taking a knee for St. George Floyd of fentanyl, you know? And now they're screaming and saying, wait a second, they're engaging in cancel culture. You know, they had headlines saying cancel culture is good. And now it's not good, apparently. 844-500-4242. But before, let's play. I think I'll wait a while. Let's just have the media gushing over the touching text. We'll play the specific ones. But this is a compendium. This is a guy named Glenn. It's the guy Matt Gutman. It's Glenn Thrush from the New York Times, and it's Juliet Kayyem from Brookline, who once briefly ran for governor. Cut 16.
This is an extraordinarily disorienting time. I don't know why this young man did this.
Robinson, why did I do it? Roommate, yeah. Robinson, I had enough of his hatred.
That's the DA.
Some hate can't be negotiated out.
What is not answerable yet, and I know everyone wants to put a sort of left-wing, right-wing on everything, is the violence part.
The roommate looked under the keyboard and found a note that stated, quote, I had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk, and I'm going to take it.
There's something about, I hate to say it, murder in our society that sometimes, to these individuals, lends a coherence to an incoherent life.
But also,
Glenn
it was
Rush.
Very touching in a way that I think many of us didn't expect. A very intimate portrait
Gutman.
Into this relationship between the suspect's roommate and the suspect himself, with him repeatedly calling his roommate who is transitioning, calling him my love, and I want to protect you, my love.
You weren't the one who did it, right? Robinson, I am. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Transitioning. He's about to have his genitals cut off. That's what transitioning means. I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. As you can see, if you're watching on social media, I'm wearing the T-shirt that's this cover of my new book, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. And we're just finishing up the the edits on the proofs, and after tomorrow we'll do the index, and should go to the press very shortly thereafter to the printer. And so you can order right now and save $5. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store, HowieCarShow.com, click on store. We'll have a cheap bastard deal later in the show, not with the book, but with a great restaurant down on the chain of restaurants down on the South Coast. And but first, I want to talk about the this thing with the Mass Teachers Association. This been they've been out of control here increasingly. And so as you know, there have been a number of school districts that have suspended. Some places have, outside of Massachusetts have actually fired the teachers. They've been suspended here for celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk a week ago today. Peabody High School suspended two teachers. They confirmed that the other day. Peabody joins at least Framingham, Sharon, and Wachusett Regional, which includes Holden, Paxton, Princeton, Rutland, and Sterling, in taking action against teachers who have reacted positively and celebratory on social media. So yesterday, the Mass Teachers Association called on school districts not to punish educators who have reacted positively to Kirk's assassination, saying the disciplinary actions, quote, validate accusations by extremists. Extremists. So if you complain about somebody your property taxes are paying for to celebrate the cold-blooded murder of an American citizen, you're an extremist. If you complain, that's what they're saying. That's their own words. MTA President Max Page, this guy's a real beaut, as my father would say, and Vice President Deb McCarthy are urging districts and public colleges and universities to be, quote, partners with unions in the fight to defend educators from bullying and harassment. So to complain about their hate speech is now bullying and harassment. Where were they 5 years ago? Here's their statement. The ongoing campaign by extreme right conservatives to discredit and defund public education has grotesquely exploited the shooting death of Charlie Kirk to launch attacks against people commenting on this public figure's beliefs and statements. Attacks against educators and others have included death threats and the promise of violence. I'm not in favor of that, but what happened to Charlie Kirk? It wasn't a death threat. He was killed. He was murdered in cold blood. The MTA will ensure that its members are treated fairly and will advocate for their safety and the safety of their public schools, colleges, and all of our blah, blah, blah. Uh-oh, what is this? Sorry about this. Forgot to turn this off. Uh-oh, I think they just filed the motion, so we'll get that. So Mike Keneally, who's running for governor on the Republican side, he issued a press release after this. This was in the papers yesterday, or this morning. Any expression of joy over an assassination is abhorrent. It's indefensible that the teachers' union is defending individuals who celebrated the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And again, this is the important part, and he brought this up. The MTA has become the most powerful political entity in Massachusetts, but it no longer serves the interests of students or teachers. It serves its partisan political agenda. In 10 months, the MTA has defended those celebrating Charlie Kirk's assassination, preached anti-Semitism, and when they were called out on it, they refused to take it off their website. Broken campaign finance laws and bankrolled illegal strikes. None of this helps build kids or advances education. Instead, it holds children and parents hostage while the union builds political clout. When I am governor, I will stand up to the teachers' union and put an end to their unchecked power. How, Mike? I'm glad you said it, but how do you plan to do that? And you know, it's amazing that these are the people who knocked out the income tax. They put in the so-called millionaire's tax. It's a graduated income tax, which is going to cost everybody as inflation increases, as it always does, no matter who the president is. And they pushed it through. And they have so much money that they find out who is soliciting a mail-in ballot or an absentee ballot. Every city and town, 351, they go and they get the list every week, and then they call up. And if you're a Republican, they're not going to help you out. You know, who are you going to vote for the so-called millionaires tax? Oh no, I'm not. That's ridiculous. I voted for it, against it four times. Click. That's it. But if you say you're going to vote for it, they say, oh, we'll get you the vote. We'll get you the ballot. We'll make sure you get the ballot. You won't have to mail it. We'll pick it up for you. And so of course, if you're voting to impose a graduated income tax, you're most likely going to vote for Mara Healey for governor and the fake Indian for the Senate. So they did this in 2022, and the Democrats swept everything in addition to getting the graduated income tax. Then in 2024, they decided they wanted to get rid of MCAS. Because, you know, that makes it hard for the teachers, because they have to teach something, right? So the kids can pass the test. So they spent, and I had no idea about this. None of the Boston papers reported this. The Wall Street Journal reported it. They spent $16 million to repeal the MCAS. One referendum question to get 2 million votes. That works out to $8 a vote. That's how much money they got. And that's what he's talking about when he says they're the most powerful union in the state. They're the most powerful. It's amazing. 207 says these teachers are celebrating a school shooting. You know, that's a good way to put it. It is. That was at a school, and they don't care. 844-500-4242, 617. I was bullied by a teacher in high school, not about politics, although it could have been. I wish to this day that my parents ended his career. The MTA is Marxist, and they will gladly burn down society in pursuit of their power. Yeah, and suspension just means they sneak them in the back door after a few weeks. And, you know, they suspended a teacher in Barrington, Rhode Island, which is an affluent suburb down there. And some of the teachers, some of the students were complaining that this guy was celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk. And they had a meeting of the school board, the school committee last night. And some of the teachers are saying, you suspended this guy with pay? In other words, you gave him a vacation. You gave him a vacation. 844-500-4242. So what do you think of this? That the biggest union, the most powerful union in the state, is saying that no one should be punished for celebrating the cold-blooded murder of somebody. But again, I dare say if you're a teacher and you dead name or misgender somebody who's quote unquote transitioning, they're not going to help you out. If you refuse to take a knee for George Floyd for BLM, that's scam. From 5 years ago, they're not going to protect you if you don't want to take the scam. Meanwhile, here's another. This is just a little side note from the Vineyard Gazette. The head coach of a Plymouth soccer team was fired last week after what his bosses deemed was unacceptable behavior during a game against the high school team from Martha's Vineyard. Do you know what he did? This coach for the Vineyard team was speaking to his players in Portuguese, because most of them are Brazilian, and so the American coach from Plymouth said he spoke Portuguese, and he knew they were like saying we can beat these Americans, they're no good, this is our game. And so the American coach said, hey, why don't you speak to your players in English? He got fired. He got fired. Is the MTA standing up for this guy? Yeah. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. 42. I've got so many things here. And you know what's going on? And this, it doesn't have to be this way. In Texas, over 100 teachers will have their teaching certifications suspended and will be rendered ineligible to work in the state's public schools after endorsing the assassination of Charlie Kirk or inciting further violence. That's from Governor Greg Abbott. I don't think that's a bad thing. They threw students out of two colleges, one at Texas Tech, which is a pretty good, which is not a bad institution, and then one at a place called Texas State University. They were just celebrating. They got them on videotape. They're out. 844-500-4242. Guy texter from Rhode Island. Barrington fired a friend of mine for not taking the vax. They better fire this teacher for celebrating murder. He has resigned from the co-presidency of the teachers union. Yeah. This is... Did you see that the Charlie Kirk Memorial was defaced at UNC Wilmington? I did see that. This guy tells me, you know who did it? A girl from Falmouth. Oh, I didn't see that. I didn't see, again, the Massachusetts connection, right? There it is. Just like the Tesla dealership in Missouri that was burned down, destroyed. That was a UMass Boston student. I don't know what he was from Missouri. How does someone from Missouri decide to go to UMass Boston? That doesn't, you know, people from, I don't know, Fitchburg don't go to UMass Boston. It's too far. They can go somewhere else. You know, why would you go, if you're living in the Midwest, why would you come to UMass Boston?
Of University of Mass now, of which I am alumnus.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. That says a lot about it. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. 781. Suspension means they moved to a different school. They can't say why they were suspended or fired. They must be given good reviews. I don't think these people are even going to have to move the schools. They're just going to get a few weeks off and then they'll come back, you know, when the heat dies down. That's just it. They have total, as long as you toe the party line, you can say whatever you want, and including endorsing the murder of innocent people on a school campus. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Breaking, Arkansas leftist Kerry Rollo, for that is indeed her name, who destroyed the Charlie Kirk Memorial in front of the Bentonville courthouse, has not only lost her job, but has also been evicted from her home and reduced to begging online for money. Which no one is giving her. 844-500. The stories are coming in hot and heavy here. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Howie, can you put me a voice protection, please?
Yes, the witness protection program of the Howie Carr Show. We call it the voice changer. Please. Once I turn it on, you can tell. You can't recognize my voice, let alone Jim's voice. So go ahead, Jim. You have total immunity.
Thanks. One of my family members for years is a very high up executive for the MTA. So I saw all the corruption behind the scenes. Basically, they collect money for about 95% of every teacher in the state of Massachusetts to go to the union.
Yep.
So you do the math how much money they collect on a monthly and a yearly basis. And all that money goes to all these political action programs to protect the teachers. They also have these collective bargaining contracts where they can't fire a teacher. They put them on paid leave
right. For
years on end. And what kills me is I've seen all these teachers who do not want to pay the union, but they're bullied into paying the union. And it's ridiculous because I see all these executives traveled to all these five-star properties all around the country, the world,
right,
on the dimes and the backs of these teachers. And
yep,
they're the most corrupt union in the state.
They are, and they're fabulously wealthy too. As the 16 million dollars for a referendum question. A referendum question. And I don't know how much they spent on the graduated income tax, but it's ridiculous. 844-500-4242. So the UNCW student who defaced the Charlie Kirk Memorial is named Zofia Zambrano. Double Z. That's a nickname you don't see too often. I just have never heard it, as a matter of fact. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Howie. Hi, Howie. Wanted to point out, when the president announced the capture of the murder suspect of Charlie Kirk, he very eloquently said, local and federal police working together, yet our residents are confused by our governor and mayor who say we can't work together, and we do to protect all people. But it's getting dangerous because they're sending the wrong message. We all work together to protect the citizens. And it's very frustrating when she announces that we're not allowed to help them, speaking as a local constabulary.
Hey, David, I'm glad you brought that up. The ICE agency Tuesday posted that a confirmed MS-13 gang member, I retweeted out his picture, already convicted of forgery, burglary, and cocaine distribution, is among the illegal immigrants they have just arrested. This is Wilfredo Sandoval Lopez. He was lugged in Medford. He's a coke dealer, forger, burglar. Do you know what Mara Healy said yesterday at a press conference?
Es un buen chico, un muy buen chico.
Well, she didn't say that. That's what Wilfredo's mother said. She said about the ICE roundups of guys like this guy in Medford, this is not in furtherance of public safety. In fact, it undermines public safety. An illegal alien drug dealer, burglar, and forger is taken off the streets, and that is undermining public safety? How is that possible? 844-500-4242. Would the MTA be this supportive if a high school football coach got caught with praying with his team in the locker room? Not unless he was praying, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, on the players. I'm Howie Carr.